This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show as we watch the national meltdown over tariffs keep getting worse and worse on national television. I don't know. We're going to try to talk you down off the ledge here on this a little bit today. We got Taylor Riggs coming up from the Fox Business Network in the 8 o'clock hour. What's happened on Wall Street has not been that bad so far. I mean, the dollar amount looks impressive, but it's all on paper. And it'll all bounce back. And I fail to understand why only the opponents of tariffs are truly raising hell about what's going on right now. It's a complete, generally overreaction to all of this. Probably the bigger issue is whether or not the government's going to shut down on Friday, right? That would be impacting the markets as well right now. So we'll get the latest from our friend Taylor Riggs coming up in the next hour. Genevieve Wood is my guest here at about 7:20, and she's got a pretty amazing story on one of these Doge cuts where they found all this fraud and waste. And, of course, it's on something else crazy like what – what did the president mention in his State of the – it wasn't really State of the Union address. His address to Congress was about the money we're wasting overseas on silly things like condoms and the like. And now we find out a whole lot of waste is also going on here at home, not surprisingly, on ridiculous medical studies of the menstrual patterns of transgender men. So we'll get to Genevieve on that. Todd Pyro at the bottom of the hour, of course, all that's coming up for you here. By the way, if you enjoy the show, you can always download the podcast. You can go back and miss anything, get anything you missed there on the podcast. And it's at 971talk.com, the Odyssey app. Anywhere you download your podcast, you can find it. We try to make it just as easy as possible. Well, if you're going to the website, 971talk.com, nominate your favorite first responder. We try to make it easy for you. The other day, we were over at Rock Hill delivering food. Great to meet those folks and honor them for what they do every day in the Rock Hill Police Department. Maybe your favorite department next. We want you to nominate an individual first responder, a police officer, a firefighter, EMS, whoever has treated you well. You know they work hard every day. Let us know. Nominate them. Go to 971talk.com /contests, and you'll see the link on there where you just fill it out, and then we pick a winner once a month. And Grillmaster Tony cooks up a big, delicious box of food, and I will deliver it personally. All right. Carl Middleman, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Carl, that's a little operator error on my part. Hang on here. Let's try this one more time.
This directive to the ACLU clearly is to shut down the Department of Education.
They say this is a freedom of speech case. I support freedom of speech. How else will we know who the idiots are without...
John Kennedy talking about this Mahmoud Khalil case, where they are going to take this green card holder and say, listen, you can't come here, openly support a terrorist organization and get away with it.
Today, we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable.
Marco Rubio obviously recognized the voice, I think. Ukraine has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire. Now they're awaiting Vladimir Putin.
We need to have a government that remains solid. Team Canada that can say to Donald Trump, go pound sand or go suck eggs.
Yeah. Team Canada, about to find out what happens when you mess around with a 900-pound gorilla. Because that is not going to end well for our folks, friends to the north, I'm afraid.
An incorrect social media post has the owner speaking out.
The misinformation started after teachers confiscated THC edibles that looked like candy.
Here we go again. This was at a daycare. If you missed this story or not, I mean, you would freak out too as a parent because a social media post alleged, I guess, that there was some of this stuff was being passed out at a daycare and they didn't realize what it was. And all these kids were ingesting pot, THC anyway, THC laced edibles that look like candy. Gummy bears?
Don't they all look like candy?
I don't know. I've never seen one. I don't know what they look like. I imagine they could look like gummy bears or whatever the case. The story doesn't describe what it looked like or what it was exactly, but it talks about the fact that of course parents were understandably disturbed because they did teachers confiscated something out of a backpack that looked like kids' candy. And parents rushed up to the facility to find out what was going on, and police confirmed there was no evidence anybody ingested the drugs, but that the edibles were in a backpack. It looked just like candy. And they're praising...
They look like Sour Patch Kids.
...the teachers for doing the right thing.
I could go for those.
The video looked like Sour Patch Kids.
Don't you remember the story we talked about, I don't even know, like a year ago, and there was a mom, I don't think in Missouri, but
yeah.
She was upset at the
She walked into a
line.
Store and there was a bag right there.
Right. I thought it was even at the checkout line where they have all the candy, you know, and you are debating if you should get some while you're waiting in line. And it in very, I guess, tiny print said that it had THC in it, but she didn't see that. And so she got it for her kid and then realized what she had done after
didn't
the fact.
Did her kid put it in the basket? And she said, oh,
and
fine.
She bought it and didn't realize what it was until later. Well, think about that. Your kid puts the you agree to buy it, puts candy in the basket. You're in the car. They're complaining. You rip it open and hand them some candy without realizing what's in it. Now, some of that's on the parent to make sure they know what they're giving their kids. But
it should be. Parent, but it should be clearly labeled. You should not have to have a, you know, magnifying glass to see, oh, yeah, these have THC in them.
When it looks exactly like the regular candy.
Right. Well, that's been the whole issue with the vape pens is that they feel like a lot of these companies are trying to market it to kids with all the flavors and the colors and the designs. And so they've really been trying to crack down on that. And I assume they're going to continue trying to crack down on the marketing with these gummies.
I don't think there's any doubt that that's kind of what happened here. Anyway, they caught it in time, but it's always a good idea. Thank goodness. My guess is a memo is going out in every daycare in the regional St. Louis area today to be sure that your kids don't bring anything to school that, you know, that looks like something is not. And the teachers are going to be ultra on guard.
I'm sure that parent didn't realize that the kid took the mom's drugs.
Well, maybe not, but some of them just don't even let you bring anything in beyond lunch, just to be on the safe side. Could have a peanut allergy or anything in it these days, for sure. All right, coming up, our friend Genevieve Wood from Heritage. We'll talk to her about some more shocking Doge government fraud that's been uncovered, and the Trump administration's trying to claw it back. And Todd Pyro, at the bottom of the hour today, a day late, but not a dollar short.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Be right back.
Well, hey, everybody. It's me, Rosie O'Donnell, star of the Flintstones, and I'm here in Ireland. Moved here on January 15th.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Woods, senior advisor from Heritage, on the phone with us. Genevieve, I had to give high praise to Rosie O'Donnell this morning. I hate to do that, but she has apparently moved to Ireland and is now on social media bragging about the fact that she has escaped. She's one of the only ones that followed through with her promise to leave.
Yeah, well, and good for her, Mark. As you said she was going to leave. Finally, she did it. Because, as you know, people have made such promises before and never do. It's her right to do. She said she's going to, I guess her grandmother, somebody was Irish, and she's applied for citizenship. But she also made note that if things here become normal, quote unquote, again, that she was probably going to move back. So I guess she still thinks it's the best place on earth. She's just taking a detour while Donald Trump is in office. But, you know, good for her. Go to Ireland. Have a nice trip.
See, she says she's going to come back when she's safe. So does that mean that if J.D. Vance becomes president for, well, 2 terms, so 8 years, does that mean she's going to be in Ireland for the next 12 years?
Well, isn't it great that she is from a country that she can make that decision and be safe wherever she wants to be and leave? Because that's not true for a lot of people around the world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's her right. She can do it. Congratulations, Rosie.
Maybe she's afraid because the Trump administration is not going to allow, according to the Daily Signal, the menstrual study of transgender men. And when you claw back all that money, she's challenged somehow. I don't know what she's afraid of.
What we ought to be afraid of is all the things that we don't know that we're now finding out that our government's been spending money on. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's no surprise to you, to your listeners, that we've been spending and wasting a lot of money. But when you learn about things like this, right, it was a study sent to a university in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to study, quote, menstrual cycles in transgender men. Because apparently, according to the grant itself, there are people, including men, who claim to be women or identify as women, that experience menstrual cycles. Listen, why would they want to? Well, I'm sure you probably saw the poll that came out yesterday that shows 27% of independents, only 27% of independents, think Democrats actually care about people like them. It's stuff like this that's why. Because most people think this is nonsense. And most people think, look, prices are still too high. I'm having to work 2 jobs. Things don't seem right in a lot of ways. And this is what we've been spending money on. No joke. I mean, and the fact that Democrats are willing, especially in Congress, to defend stuff like this. I mean, the president, you know, when he spoke to Congress just last week, he ran off a litany of programs that said about this goofy that we've been spending hundreds of millions and billions of dollars on, and they wonder why voters aren't happy with them. Look, Republicans got a lot of work to do. They got to get the continuing resolution passed. They got to work on the economy, the president as well. I realize that's not something you fix overnight, but voters are concerned about those things. And they hear stories like this and they think, good grief, what kind of loons do we have running our government?
This confuses me every time, and I'm really not trying to be crass here at all, but a transgender man is a woman who identifies as a man, right? But hasn't transitioned yet and therefore might still have the same cycles that a woman,
yeah,
correct?
But some
Why
men,
do you need to study that?
Some men, though, right, Genevieve? Some men who say they're women claim that they somehow are also having menstrual cycles.
Well, that's what they're claiming. I mean, yeah. Let me be honest with you. I am not an expert in this area in terms of knowing exactly. But, you know, I mean, they start taking hormones and different things. It screws up your body. I don't know what part of the process they're on. But if you're a man that all of a sudden is having a menstrual cycle, there's something not right. So that's because you've messed with your body. But we don't need to study that. I mean, look, if somebody thinks, if there are hospitals and surgeons and the like that are making money off this kind of thing because they're providing this kind of gross practice, if they want to study it, they can do that. But the government, that is not our business.
Let me apologize for trying to paint you in an expert category on that, Genevieve. I wasn't trying to do that. I can't wrap my brain around how anybody with a straight face could claim that a biological man could have a menstrual cycle. The biology doesn't work there. These people need to be committed to a mental institution.
Well, I would agree. I mean, the fact that we've got a university
yes.
to apply for this grant, okay, right? Like, that's also crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, on a
in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, by the way, this isn't New York City. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is where it was. It wasn't LSU for all the Tiger fans out there, but
yeah.
it was a university.
that's an important difference. You know, another story I saw in the Daily Signal is one we've been talking about all morning, and that's this pending government shutdown. Because of course, all the lights are apparently going to go off in D.C. I just want to warn you in advance there at Heritage. If this shuts down tomorrow night or Friday night. But how in the world do they get around blaming this on Democrats if it's the Democrats in the Senate who refuse to pass the CR?
Well, because they'll claim they're standing up for the American people and they've got to do this and so forth. But it's going to be a little bit more difficult this time around because you're right. There's going to be their vote. We need, like, I think 8 Democrats to pass this, only 8. And number two, these are the folks that have been standing around defending these government agencies, saying, how can we possibly be firing government workers? You know, and every time something like this happens, they're the first ones in front of the microphones. This is going to hurt the government worker. This is going to hurt the military. And now it's going to be on them for being the very ones doing it. Principled they are not. Okay, that we figured out. There's no principles here beyond the principle of we want power.
Yep. And the deadline is looming, so we'll see what happens there today for sure. Genevieve, always love having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely appreciate that. I will never be able to get straight in my brain because I am a logical person, a linear person, the whole transgender men, transgender women issue thing.
Yeah, I get confused, too.
I get confused about it constantly, particularly on an issue like that,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't biologically ever make any sense whatsoever. Coming up, Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First, normally with us on Tuesday mornings. Couldn't make it yesterday, so we booked him for this morning. We'll get to him when we come back.
Start every interview with saying we love Americans. I love Americans. Spent 20 years of my life there. And I know Canadians love Americans and vice versa. In saying that, we will not back down. We will be relentless. I apologize to the American people that President Trump decided to have an unprovoked attack on our country, on families, on jobs, and it's unacceptable. Let's work together. Let's get to the table if he has issues, and let's sort this out.
The only person that's going to have issues at the end of all of this is Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who buckled like a cheap hand of cards and, of course, is now trying to blame it on Donald Trump for some reason.
Didn't they already have tariffs on us first?
Of course
and
they
these
did.
Were just reciprocating.
In some cases, 200 and 300% tariffs on U.S. goods going to Canada, But when you try to make it go the other direction, they want to raise hell about it. And I just don't. I don't get that. I don't know. I don't know where the logic is. And this is the thing. And I'll blame the administration a little bit for this. The messaging every single day at every news conference, and I don't get to watch all of them, but I do get to hear Caroline Leavitt fairly regularly, needs to be that this is about reciprocal tariffs, right? Like, if just say you're in your office, if you've got an office and your boss has got an office, and whenever you walk through one office door, you have to pay a $25 fine. But when somebody walks into your office, they get to come in for free. That's not fair. It's a simple analogy, but it's very apt in this case. When we send goods to Canada, they tack a tariff on them because they want the prices for American goods to be higher than the prices for goods created in Canada, so that the Canadian goods will sell better than the American goods. But when the Canadian goods come down here, we don't do the same thing to them. And why would we put up with a situation like that? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that at all. And, so our friend Todd Pyro has reached back out to me, Carl Middleman, and says that he has a hit right now with Fox and Friends. And he will try to call us just as soon as he's done.
Okay.
But it didn't pop up on his calendar because it had moved from Tuesday to today. So we're going to talk to Mr. Pyro.
We're going to check his work.
We'll check his work when we get him on the phone here in a few minutes. But apparently he's awaiting a hit with the Big Fox, which actually writes him a paycheck every 2 weeks, I understand, unlike 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, but we do custom intros for him. So which one does he care about more, paycheck or custom intros?
That should count. But they're still in a commercial break, so I don't know that we get to him in this segment. Probably not at this point, if I had to guess. Yeah, but the whole thing with what's going on in Canada just drives me crazy. These people have a hatred of Donald Trump that won't let them see good comment. Let's work together. Working together means maintaining the status quo, which is not what Donald Trump is intending to do here. They're not reading the tea leaves at all. Listen to what the other Green Party leader up there in Canada had to say. Go to cut three, Carl, please.
We need to have a government that remains solid. Team Canada can say to Donald Trump, go pound sand, or go suck eggs. Although, as I said, I now realize there's a tariff on sand, and they may not be able to afford eggs. Reminds me of his attitude towards women. He's a serial misogynist, sexual abuser, rapist. He's in the White House. What's he want to do, take Greenland out to buy expensive furniture? Take Greenland into the dressing room?
Elizabeth May. So imagine for a moment, first of all, it makes the joke of having Canada as a 51st state even more ridiculous. It would be like having California on steroids, the liberal progressives in California on steroids times 10 to add Canada to the United States. We wouldn't want to do that because it's filled with idiots like that one who are hate filled. They hate Donald Trump. They're not ever going to want to deal with Donald Trump. Trump is going to own them over this. And it's only going to hurt their economy. And I'm going to laugh. I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh all the way to the border when that happens. They're the ones with the most to lose in this relationship. But since they don't have Trudeau and his man crush that he had on Barack Obama around anymore, where Obama was perfectly willing to let the status quo exist, Donald Trump is not going to do that.
How much longer is Trudeau in office until he steps down?
Well, they've elected a new prime minister. Yeah. I don't think Trudeau's in charge anymore.
The new guy
is some former hockey player, apparently, in Canada, who's claiming we beat you in hockey and we're going to beat you in trade, too.
He's a banker.
He's a banker now.
No, he was
a hockey player.
He was?
He wasn't. I don't know if he was a professional hockey player, but he was known for playing amateur hockey or something in Canada.
Well, so, that's everybody.
Well, no, he was a known hockey player, and like that's kind of how he made his name before going into banking.
This says that Trudeau is still prime minister until Carney formally takes the role, but it doesn't
say when.
I'm sure another article would, but I don't have it pulled
up.
Wait a minute.
We have some breaking news.
Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, have you finally decided to join us?
A couple things. One, sincerest apologies. As the fine viewers and listeners, in St. Louis know, we do our hit every Tuesday at a set time. So in my calendar that populates on my phone and on my computer, it has that pop up on Tuesday. So I know, I got to call St. Louis today. Well, of course, I was on Mornings with Maria yesterday. The hit slid to today. In addition, they had me out on scene for this status conference hearing for the Columbia University grad student.
Oh, yeah.
So I am there, and so nothing populated on my phone, and I completely forgot until 8:37 East Coast time. I get a text from one Mark Cox like, yo, bro, where is you? Can I give you a live shot?
Please.
They just actually killed my shot for Fox and Friends because J.D. Vance is talking. So if Carl, if you're there today, could you do a breaking news sounder or a Fox News alert or something?
Hang on. He's got to find it up
Todd
on the screen
really
here.
Just gets the red carpet rolled out for
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Hold on. Do we have one?
We do have one. I just need to find it. Oh, here it is.
Hold on.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Breaking news.
I'm going to do this like Trisha Takanawa as well from Family Guy. I'm standing here live in front of federal court. this is a big deal today. Now, the thing that is going to happen in court today, in normal law, in normal legal procedure, is something so insignificant that they would send me to it when I was a lawyer. Because the real lawyers didn't want to wake up. So they were like, I want to sleep and let's send Pyro. But as with anything involving Trump, I am very curious to see if the federal court judge today takes on more than he should based upon the case that is presented before him. They're going to take me now? All right, guys, I got to go. It's been a pleasure. Have a great week, St. Louis.
You too. Thanks, Todd.
Checks
in the mail, buddy. See you later. He's off he goes. I guess they're going to cut away from the Irish Prime Minister is meeting with J.D. Vance right now. I'm assuming this is in Washington, D.C.
So they had J.D. Vance talking. They don't care about the
Can we pull this sound up for just a moment? Here is a lovely Irish lilt. Maybe he's talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Given my conservative kind of dress sense, my wife Mary can testify too. And to some, it may seem
you are watching.
Yeah, how about that? The audio once again horrible. Carl, did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's like he's off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got three mics in front of him.
But you're hearing him from the throw mic on the camera across the room.
But Rosie O'Donnell cannot escape the Trump administration.
No,
goes
she
goes to Ireland, and J.D. Vance is there.
That's
so
great.
They're wrapping up with the prime minister, and they're going right to
Palestinian activist.
There we go.
Mahmoud Khalil, who went to Colombia.
Todd Pyro is live outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse here in Manhattan with the latest. Todd.
Good morning to all four of you. A judge possibly set to consider a litany of issues today, including free speech, including possibly venue issues. But really, in reality, this is a normal scheduling hearing that normally wouldn't have this kind of fanfare if it wasn't so politically charged. So pay attention to that. The individual you mentioned, Mahmoud Khalil, is a foreign-born activist. He helped lead student protests at Columbia
Imagine
University.
Imagine that. Todd Pyro. Live on Fox just
reporter,
moments after having
Todd
him on
Pyro.
The air here. That's right.
Well,
right.
And the Trump administration just cut off, was it $400 million in federal funding that was allocated to Columbia University because they weren't doing enough to address anti-Semitism, which I was stunned to hear how much money that Columbia University even gets in federal funding.
Right, right.
I mean, I know obviously schools get money from the federal level, but that much?
That's gonna get their attention when that funnel starts drying up, for sure. All right, what's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
You've heard of transgender, but how about turtle gender. There's a person who's actually in an official position in one of our states who is a turtle gender.
Okay, and it's not Mitch McConnell, so we're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
We all know about transgender, but how about turtle gender? There's somebody who sits on the Oregon Consumer Advisory Council, which advises decisions about mental health services in the state, who is, I guess, considered a turtle gender. Listen.
No. Hello, everybody. It's JD, turtle and pronouns. Pronouns are turtle and they, them. Hello, everybody. It's JD. I use they, them, or turtle for pronouns.
Hello, everybody. It's JD, they, them, and turtle for pronouns in the Springfield, Eugene area.
What? She's a licensed counselor specializing in drug addiction.
Can we not come back to some level of sanity in this country? I'm sorry. Why would people take that individual seriously?
How do you even use turtle as a pronoun?
I don't know. Could you say dog or cat or furry or... I don't know.
So if you want they, them, which doesn't even make sense to me because you're talking about multiple people with they, them, you'd be like... If you're talking about one person, like if I'm talking about Carl, I would say they are sitting across from me. Again, do not support that. But what I guess instead say turtle is sitting across from me, because that sounds
instead
like a name. That sounds like a name,
or
though.
They or them or it.
But I would almost say Carl is sitting across from me. Turtle is wearing glasses. That's just so weird. Why are we allowing this? Why is this person in an official capacity, you know, on business meetings, as you just heard there, on Zoom calls, and telling everybody on this 21-person panel that she goes by the pronouns they, them, turtle.
And I got to be serious. I mean, honestly, I might get fired if I was on that Zoom call. To being forced to subject yourself to something like that, like if you misidentified them in an email, would you get in trouble with your corporation?
I don't know. I'm going to go by bearded dragon. I'd like you to... pronouns are she, her, bearded dragon.
She's a licensed counselor, mm-hmm, when she needs counseling herself.
Yeah, she specializes in drug addiction. She's probably on drugs herself.
Some hallucinogenic
specializes in drug addiction
going on there.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, my goodness.
Where have we gone in society? Why are we allowing this? Why are people taking her seriously? Her name is J.D. Holt, by the way, and you can look at the official list of this advisory council in Oregon. Her name is there, J.D. Holt. So good luck with your mental health, Oregon.
Yeah.
If she has anything to do with it.
The left, we've lost the coasts in this country largely, I hate to say. Obviously not Florida, but...
She's wearing a turtle shirt in this picture, by the way. I assume that wasn't doctored. Clearly loves turtles.
Does it look like Mitch McConnell's face, like on the turtle head?
Well, she has a chunk of blue hair. Only a chunk, not the whole head.
You could almost have envisioned what this individual looked like, I'm sorry, without ever laying eyes on her. Oh, my. All right. Coming up, before the Todd Pyro shot was interrupted earlier, we were trying to get to Eric Shawn to get a report on Mahmoud Khalil. We're going to talk to him at about 8:22. And Taylor Riggs, our friend from Fox Business, with more on the impact on Wall Street and what a government shutdown might look like. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.